The soldiers learn unique skills vital to the Army's success in the field.
We train personnel within the Army on how to recover equipment on the battlefield or during maneuver exercises.
Cecil Caldwell is chief of the Recovery Division. He explained that 50 years ago, this training was spread over a number of locations.
And then early 90s, it went to Fort Jackson and Aberdeen.
BRAC brought the whole operation to Fort Lee, and that, Caldwell says, gives consistency to training methods.
No matter where you're at and what kind of training you do, different locations, people are going to have different ways of doing things. It brings it all into perspective here that, you know, one station, one training, it makes it a lot easier and a lot better because you can control things. I think it's a great move. Should have been done years ago. I think we got a lot of insight of where we need to go to meet the Army's mission, and I'm looking forward to getting there.
The training site includes a classroom building and two maintenance facilities.
One of the maintenance facilities belong to the recovery section itself where we can do inclement weather training. But most of my training will be outside. I don't care what the weather is because that's where the real fight is. We need to make sure that we meet the missions of the Army.
The range itself is located on River Road across from the federal prison complex, Caldwell said, and is over 200 acres. It looks like a war zone.
You will see equipment that's overturned, blown up, without wheels, without axles, in mud pits, water pits, soon to be sand pits.
Classes range from understanding how to upright a flipped vehicle to the math that helps determine the suction created when a vehicle is immersed in water, mud, or sand.
How do you recover that using the different types of blocks and tackle and ropes and wires to get it out without damaging the vehicle or damaging your recovery vehicle in a safe manner?
Students begin in the classroom and then move quickly to the range for hands-on skill training.
How to do oxygen settling, cutting, and we're fixing to go into thermal cutting. That teaches them if they need to go out to a vehicle and recover something and there's metal obstructing their capabilities, they have the knowledge to get to what they need to do to make sure that they recover the vehicle.
The current deployment in the war on terrorism is impacting the training.
Because of the narrow roads in Afghanistan, we have to look at the methods of recovery. Normally when you go tow a vehicle or overturn one, you back up to it. In Afghanistan, with the road network over there, you can't do that. You have to do a lot of side recovery, and that's in our future to train. Steep inclines is another one. And with the type of equipment that we have in the Army, which is all of armor, and it makes it even heavier, it makes it even more difficult.
The center uses 36 wreckers, 16 M88 all-weather armored recovery vehicles, and 15 support vehicles. In the near future, Caldwell added, they're looking at adding a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle and Striker recovery using a new piece of equipment called the Interim Striker Recovery System.
Without recovery specialists, we can't get the equipment that's been damaged or that's been broken back into the battlefield. And it's our job to get it out of harm's way, get it fixed, and get it back to the field.
John Ogle, WCVE News.